Flood waters are still roiling along the Yukon River. Many villages are not out of danger by any means, and River Watch flyover teams are working with villages all down the lower Yukon. John Madden is director of Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says they get their best information from a River Watch team of state and federal experts.
There's a team now flying out of St. Mary's looking at all of the lower Yukon all the way up to about Holy Cross. There are now flood warnings issued for several of the communities along that stretch of river. And that team is now landing at each one of the communities and giving them personalized briefings so they can then decide how best to deal with it.
Is there anything that can compare to this year?
Because of the amount of water and the thickness of the ice and the snowpack, it's a very unpredictable year for it. It's very, very unusual that there have been places with solid ice, with open water above and below it, and it breaks and moves ice down as a whole flow of it, miles and miles long, to bypass where it should jam and go on and jam someplace else.
What is the state providing for villages like downriver from Eagle?
Well, then several communities along the upper Yukon have received direct assistance for food and water and medical care, along with assistance from the Red Cross and other voluntary organizations that are active in disasters. The state has dispatched emergency management people to help the communities organize, public health nurses, environmental conservation for spill and other concerns.
And how about funding? Is there adequate funding for this particular emergency on the state level? And how long do you think it'll be before or if the state asks for federal assistance?
The governor decided within hours after this flood started in the upper Yukon to declare a state disaster existed. And that provided access into the state disaster relief fund. And we have all the funds necessary to meet these emergency response needs. As we're looking at the extent and the amount of damage, we'll be assessing this week whether we will request financial assistance from the federal government. The federal participation will be on sharing the cost of this emergency phase of the disaster and sharing the cost for the recovery efforts.
Is this about over, or do we have another couple of weeks of this, or what?
We do know that there are flood warnings for several communities on the lower Yukon that were put in place today, and we have the teams flying throughout all of those communities, leading the water, giving out the warnings. We're not out of this. We'll probably have several more days, if not another week, before this breakup on the Yukon is complete and all the way out to the ocean.
John Madden is director of Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management.